American Jewish Committee Following NEET Apology, Actions Speak Louder Than Words. By Deborah Danon on April 29, 2019. Tel Aviv, the American Jewish Committee, AJC, continued its crusade against the New York Times over its grotesquely anti-Semitic cartoon, calling on the newspaper to make good on its promise to make significant changes. We note the New York Times promise of significant changes following its publication of a grotesquely anti-Semitic cartoon on Thursday and its offensive non-apology apology yesterday, and look forward to seeing those changes in practice. Actions speak louder than words, the AJC said on Twitter. The offensive non-apology referred to an earlier statement issued by the Times in which the newspaper said publishing the cartoon was an error in judgment. That apology was not accepted by the AJC, which said the cartoon would not have looked out of place on a white supremacist website. The cartoon, published in Thursday's print edition, featured a blind, Jewish President Donald Trump with a skull cap on his head being led by a guide dog with the face of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a Jewish Star of David around its neck. On Sunday, The Times released another statement, this time saying it was deeply sorry for the incident, blaming it on a single editor. We are deeply sorry for the publication of an anti-Semitic political cartoon last Thursday in the print edition of the New York Times that circulates outside of the United States, and we are committed to making sure nothing like this happens again, the paper said in a statement. Such imagery is always dangerous, and at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide, it's all the more unacceptable, it said. We have investigated how this happened and learned that, because of a faulty process, a single editor working without adequate oversight downloaded the syndicated cartoon and made the decision to include it on the opinion page. The matter remains under review, and we are evaluating our internal processes and training. We anticipate significant changes. The cartoon was condemned by Vice President Mike Pence, who accused the paper of anti-Semitism. Israel's Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan, Likud, slammed the anti-Semitic caricature and said those responsible should be fired. The anti-Semitic caricature published by the New York Times is shocking and reminiscent of Nazi propaganda during the Holocaust, Erdan said. We expect anyone who truly fights racism and hatred of Jews to demand an apology from the newspaper and fire those responsible for publishing a Nazi-style cartoon in the newspaper. A 2006 cartoon by Antonio Moreira on Tunis with a bloodied Star of David as America's spur in the Middle East, inferring that radical Islamists use terror attacks to cause harm while Jews use the U.S. Netanyahu's son Yair compared the graphic to the paper's coverage, or lack thereof, of the Holocaust. "You're an anti-Semitic newspaper," he tweeted. The New York Times intentionally hid the news of the annihilation of millions of Jews in Europe during World War II. He also linked the cartoon to Saturday's shooting attack at a synagogue in California. Donald Trump Jr. said the cartoon was disgusting. "I have no words for flagrant anti-Semitism on display here. Imagine this was in something other than a leftist newspaper." Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Chief Jonathan Greenblatt described the cartoon as vile, anti-Semitic propaganda. "I thought the cartoon was disgusting," he told the Times of Israel. "I thought it was despicable. I wouldn't even credit it as a cartoon," Greenblatt said. "It was anti-Semitic propaganda of the most vile sort. Not only does it not belong in the New York Times, but in any credible news outlet. It was unconscionable."